when Mussolini enters the war against an already prostrate France. He salts his advice to the graduates with scathing references to that ethical system which makes a virtue of plunging a knife into your neighbor's back.
Every generation of young men and women in America has questions to ask the world. Most of the time, they are the simple but nevertheless difficult questions. Questions of work to do, opportunities to find, ambitions to satisfy. But every now and again in the history of the Republic, a different kind of question presents itself. A question that asks not about the future of an individual or even of a generation, but about the future of the country, the future of the American people. It is understandable to all of us, I think, that they should ask this question. They read the words of those who are telling them that the ideal of individual liberty, the ideal of free franchise, the ideal of peace through justice, is a decadent ideal. The government of Italy has now chosen to preserve what it terms its freedom of action, and to fulfill what it states are its promises to Germany. In so doing, it has manifested disregard for the rights and security of other nations, disregard for the lives of the peoples of those nations which are directly threatened by the spread of this war, and has evidenced its unwillingness to find the means through pacific negotiation for the satisfaction of what it believes are its legitimate aspirations. On this 10th day of June 1940, the hand that held the dagger has struck it into the back of its neighbor.